This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Department of State has announced it is imposing additional sanctions against Ramzan Kadyrov, the leader of Russia's Southern Republic of Chechnya, in a move American officials linked to a pattern of continued human rights abuses by the Chechen strongman. Under the measures, Kadyrov and his family will be banned from traveling to the United States. The Chechen leader was already on a U.S. blacklist under the Magnitsky Act, a 2012 law that imposes visa bans and asset freezes on Russian officials linked to human rights abuses. Kadyrov responded to the latest penalties with a photograph posted on his Telegram account in which he brandished two machine guns and posed amid a large weapons cache. Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova said Moscow would find a way to respond appropriately to the sanctions. Kadyrov has been at the center of accusations of human rights abuses and killings since formally taking over as head of the Chechen Republic in 2007. The United Nations International Children's Fund, or UNICEF, said Tuesday that the closing of educational facilities due to the COVID-19 pandemic has resulted in at least 40 million preschool students worldwide missing out on learning and development. New UNICEF research found that roughly 40% of children between the ages of 3 and 5 and in 54 low and middle income countries were not receiving social, emotional, and cognitive stimulation from any adult in their household. Restaurants in Peru are accepting diners for the first time since closing 4 months ago at the beginning of the coronavirus outbreak in March. Under the new guidelines, businesses resumed operations this week at 40% capacity. You're listening to VOA News. European Union leaders have clinched an unprecedented 1.8 trillion euro budget and coronavirus recovery fund. An agreement was reached early on Tuesday that's equivalent to $2.1 trillion. Summit Chairman Charles Michel called the accord a pivotal moment for Europe. The group of 27 nations managed to find unity after almost 5 days of wrangling over money and power. It was one of their longest summits ever. To help confront the biggest recession in its history, the EU leaders reached a consensus on a 750 billion euro coronavirus fund to be sent as loans and grants to the countries hit hardest by the virus. That comes on top of the 7-year 1 trillion euro EU budget. Pandemic-battered Italy is set to receive 209 billion euros. The Italian prime minister said Italy has the possibility to relaunch with strength, but they must hurry. The Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte must consider matters as small as getting new school desks to replace double and triple desks so that students can sit a safe distance apart. Wildlife officials in Malawi have declared victory after a court sentenced 9 members of a Chinese wildlife trafficking gang to a total of 56 years in prison. Members of the Linjiang group were found guilty of trafficking protected animal species and parts, including pangolins, rhinehorn, and ivory. The alleged kingpin of the syndicate is due to appear in court on Wednesday. VOA's Lamek Messina reports that the nine are part of a 14-member wildlife trafficking gang that includes 2 Malawians and 12 Chinese nationals. The director of Malawi's National Parks and Wildlife Agency told VOA that the sentencing is a victory in the country's efforts to fight wildlife crimes. He says the foreign syndicate has been recruiting locals to take part in wildlife trafficking for the past 10 years. Former longtime Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir was on trial Tuesday in Khartoum for his role in the military coup that initially brought him to power 3 decades ago. If convicted, he could face the death penalty. The former head of state is already serving a 2-year prison term for corruption. He was ousted from power last year following nationwide anti-government protests. The 76-year-old Bashir and 16 others have been implicated in the 1989 military takeover of the Sudanese government. The trial comes as Sudan's transitional government launches reforms with the goal of regaining acceptance among the international community. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and you're listening to VOA News.